Hello, and thank you for calling the Daily Inspiration Line. My name is Harvey Petersheim. I am bringing you a Daily Inspiration today. Just want to share a few thoughts here with you. Reading through a book here, and just thought I'd read some excerpts to you from this book. The title is The Calvary Road by Roy Hessian. And as we go through this book, we just want to think about revival. And so revival is to make alive again, to bring life, to revive. Revival is just simply the life of the Lord Jesus poured into human hearts. And whatever may be your experience of failure and barrenness, Jesus is never defeated. His power is boundless. There are no boundaries encapsulating Jesus' power. We, on our part, only have to get into a right relationship with him, and we shall see his power being demonstrated in our hearts and lives and service. And his victorious life will fill us and overflow through us to others. And that is revival in its essence. The first part of revival is to be broken. The Lord Jesus cannot live in us fully and reveal himself through us until the proud self within us is broken. And as we look honestly at our Christian lives, we can see how much of this self there is in each of us. It is so often self who tries to even live the Christian life. The mere fact that we use the word try indicates that it is self who has the responsibility. It is self, also, who is often doing Christian work. It is always self who gets irritable and envious and resentful and critical and worried. It is self who is hard and unyielding in its attitudes to others. It is self who is shy and self-conscious and reserved. No wonder we need breaking, since self comes in so many different forms. Being broken is both the work of God and also our responsibility. If we are really open to conviction as we seek fellowship with God and willingness for the light is the prime condition of fellowship with God, God will show us the expression of this proud, hard self that caused him pain. It is then that we can stiffen our necks and refuse to repent, or we can bow the head and say yes. Yes, Lord. Brokenness in daily experience is simply the response of humility to the conviction of God. Dying to self is not a thing we do once and for all. There may be an initial dying when God first shows these things, but ever after it will be a constant dying. Only then can the Lord Jesus be revealed constantly through us. All day long the choice will be before us in a thousand ways. It will mean no plans, no time, no money, and no pleasure of our own. It will mean a constant yielding to those around us, for our yieldedness to God is measured by our yieldedness to others. Every humiliation and everyone who tries to vex us is God's way of breaking us, so that there is a yet deeper channel in us for the life of Christ. You see, The only life that pleases God and that can be victorious is His life, never our life, no matter how hard we try. But inasmuch as our self-centered life is the exact opposite of His, we can never be filled with His life unless we are prepared for God to bring our life constantly to death, in that we must cooperate by our moral choice. And that, my friend, is what I have to share with you today. May we just, each and every one of us, choose to give up our own will for the will of the Father and for the benefit of His kingdom. For truly, if we give up our own desires and our own wishes, we can be a benefit to His kingdom, which is truly what we are called to be if we are followers of Christ. So may you be encouraged today. Keep looking to Jesus. And that's all for today.